Not just my feet then, washed and ready for heaven. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. John chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. I'm always drawn to Jesus and Simon Peter's relationship. Initially, Peter resisted the idea that Jesus, his Lord and teacher, would wash his feet. He adamantly proclaims, You shall never wash my feet. And once Jesus explained that if he did not do this, Peter would be cast out. And then Peter, in his typical emotionally charged state, agreed and even asked Jesus if he could also wash his hands and head. Scripture doesn't say that Jesus laughed at this, but he must have found it amusing. Even though Peter didn't fully understand what Jesus was doing for him, it seems that, like Elisha years earlier, he wanted a double portion. Peter wanted to make sure he was connected to Jesus. How often do we imitate Peter? God tries to do something that will draw us closer to him, and we resist and say, No, never. I confess that I have done this often. Thankfully, God is so loving and kind that he stands there waiting until I'm finally ready to trust him and let him have his way with me. Like Peter, once I come around, I always want a double portion. Not just my feet, but my hands and head as well. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to reveal what he has been trying to do in your life that will draw you closer to him. When the Holy Spirit tells you to do something, submit and allow him to have his way. Like Peter, don't hold back. Embrace all that Jesus is willing to teach you. Follow him with confidence, courage, and expectant hope. Like Peter, you will be glad you did. Jesus, thank you for your loving patience whenever I resist you and reject your will for my life. Holy Spirit, teach me to trust you for every decision in my life. Bathe me in God's grace and his anointing from my head to my feet. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.